This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
12 life questions you've always wanted the answers to. You know how sometimes certain random questions just pop up in your head? You think about them for a while, but never actually bother to find the right answer. Lucky for you, we've found the answers to some of the most popular questions everybody's asked themselves at least once in their life. So, let's finally get to the truth. Number 12. We've all been so tired that we just start to doze off in front of the TV. Our heavy eyelids are now light as a feather, and we can't sleep at all. Sounds like my every night. The reason for this is simpler than you think. When we're zoning out to some show on the tube, we're so relaxed that our brain stops analyzing things it normally would. Add the monotonous hum of sounds coming from the TV, and you've got the perfect sleeping pill. Yet, when you're lying in bed, there are constantly some personal stresses or other random thoughts coming to your head out of the blue, sometimes even resulting in those 3 o'clock in the morning Google search marathons. So if you really want to get some sleep, try emptying your head. Easier said than done, I know, but it works. Number 11. Our cells are constantly renewing themselves, right? At least that's what our biology teachers in school taught us. So if that's true, why do our scars and tattoos stay with us forever? Well, that's because some cells, like the epidermis, are constantly replacing themselves. But scars and tattoos are connected to a deeper layer of skin called the dermis, which is renewed way slower. It does still regenerate, though, which is why scars get less and less noticeable with time and tattoos fade a bit. That's the magic of skin renewal for ya. Number 10. This one is a bit strange, but it's still interesting. To put it bluntly, do babies poop in the womb? And if they do, where does all the duty go? Let's shed some light on the matter. You see, a 2-month-old fetus already produces urine, which is expelled into the amniotic fluid. Yep, we all swarm in our own pee. It sounds disgusting and even dangerous, but it's completely harmless for the baby. When it comes to number 2, this usually happens when the baby is already born, but it can happen before that, especially with babies born post-term. And this isn't very good for the baby because it can still hurt its little lungs. Thankfully, this is a rare occurrence, but still, let's move on to a brighter subject, shall we? Number 9. Being an astronaut would be so cool, wouldn't it? I mean, who wouldn't want to fly on a spaceship out in the cosmos? It's such a vastly different profession and way of life from what we know. And we've got all sorts of questions. For example, what time zone do astronauts on the ISS use? To put it simply, they don't really use a time zone, but something called Coordinated Universal Time. This is basically a primary time standard which the world uses to regulate clocks and time. Back in the day, using UTC was convenient for both the USSR and the US, and it stayed that way to this very day. Number 8. Have you ever wondered why animals can drink water from different rivers and puddles and be just fine, but if we do the same, we can get seriously ill? It might be a random question, but it's still interesting to find out. This happens simply because our immune system isn't that strong and can't handle stuff like that. Plus, whoever said that animals don't get sick after some time? Their intestines are often full of parasites, and that's usually a result of drinking dirty water. So the importance of clean water certainly shouldn't be underestimated. Number 7. Crying is almost therapeutic, don't you think? It helps us release all the emotions building inside us for so long. But why do we cry when we're sad? And how are emotions connected to our tear ducts? And why does all that soppy snot start coming out our nose when we're shedding tears? So many questions. But don't worry, we've got the answers to all of them. Crying actually comes from our ancestors. It was mainly their way to signal for help. they later started to release their inner pain and hurt through their tears, just like we do today. A good cry also serves as a breathing exercise that helps us deal with stress. And when it comes to slimy snot, it's also tears. Well, tears that make their exit through your nose instead of through your tear ducts. Mystery solved. Number 6. If you're a junk food junkie on a diet, you probably ask yourself this question every day. Why do we love unhealthy food so much? It's not even a question whether cake or a hamburger is delicious for most people. They just are. So what's the deal? Again, this goes back to our ancestors. They didn't really have a whole lot of options when it came to having a meal. It was either plants or meat. And obviously, they always went for the meat since it provides more energy. There was no concept of a healthy, balanced diet back then. That's why, even though we now have endless choices, this ancient habit still remains a part of us. And it's up to you to decide whether you'll give in to your instincts or make conscientious choices. Number 5. Our body is truly fascinating and full of mystery. Like, why is it that we can easily walk a couple of miles, yet we get so uncomfortable from just standing for 10 or 15 minutes? True story, right? Well, first off, there are valves in the veins of our legs that get filled with blood. When we walk, that blood gets pushed out thanks to muscle activity. But when we just stand still, the valves keep getting filled with more and more blood until they expand, which is where that uncomfortable feeling comes from. So if you ever have to stand still for a while, try to shake your legs from time to time or flex and relax your leg muscles. It'll help you avoid that unpleasant feeling. Number 4. Okay, back to the dark questions. We know about lung cancer, breast cancer, and all other kinds of cancer. But is there heart cancer? I've never actually heard about it, have you? Believe it or not, it is a legit type of cancer. It just happens very rarely. Cancer is basically a process of abnormal cell growth, which can potentially spread to other parts of the body. But the cardiac muscle cells stop growing quite early, which is why you don't hear about heart cancer so much. Number 3. Every language has its own unique alphabet. And there's one particular mystery in the English one. Why is the W called a double U and not a double V? That would have made much more sense, right? Not many people know this, but at first, V was written like U, because the ancient Romans didn't have the letters W and V in their writing system. So W looked like two U's sitting next to each other, or UU. Hence the name double U. The written form changed, but the pronunciation stayed the same. Number 2. You've been asked if you're a robot, haven't you? No, I mean like on the internet. You probably understand the logic behind those complicated visual tasks like type the letter word combination, which is always impossible to make out even if you are a human. But what about those simple little boxes you check that say, "I am not a robot"? I mean, if a robot is smart enough to navigate a website, can't it just click that box and keep chugging along? Well, when you click that button, Google receives tons of your information, such as your location, IP address, even data on your cursor movement, among other things. Special algorithms analyze all of this info in less than a second and can tell if you're a program or a person. Props to technological achievement and all, but creepy all the same. Number 1. And now, the most important question plaguing all of humanity. Why is it so dang hard to pour water straight into a cup without it running down the pitcher and spilling on the table? Okay, maybe we're just joking on the seriousness of this question, but it's still kind of interesting. There's actually a scientific explanation for it, something called the Koenade effect. It's kind of a weird-looking word, and it's not particularly easy to pronounce either, but it's a lot simpler than you might think. This is a tendency of a fluid stream to stay attached to a convex surface. If the liquid flow is heavy, everything's all right. But when it's light, the water starts running down the teapot and right onto the table. We tend to pour our liquids in chaotic heavy flow, light flow spurts, but that's the exact opposite of what you should do. Just pour it with the same level of stability, and problem solved.